剩下一节哈、哦，所以大概内容没有办法详细讲。
And we only have one class remaining, and so I probably can't go into detail about all the content.
不过我想说，从第六章到二十二章，我们把整个结构看过一次，
think,
看结构。
I'd like to just take a look at the view of the of chapter 6 to chapter 22, the structure of it.
看第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章里面，这是七印打开。
Chapter 6 records the opening of the seventh seal.
这一章里面就记载了六个印。
The seven seals, and so in this is recorded the opening of the first to sixth seal.
当然，我们知道第一个印就是真教会的出现呐，白马。
We know that the first seal is theEstablishment of the true church, and it is a white horse.
所以有好几个地方啊，都是跟教会有关系。
So many things have to do with the church.
啊，所以那个宝座开始啊，就是神的救恩开始了啊。这里第一印啊，这个白马就出现了。
And so the throne is the beginning of the salvation of God, and so here the white horse is out.
我们知道说这个启示录它的写法哈。我想是应该是以七印七号七晚这一个时间的大纲。
And I think the book of Revelation uses the seven seals and the seven trumpets and then the seven bowls as an outline of time.
啊，这是我的想法哈，
因为 my personal opinion.
啊，一般有的人认为说啊，那个都要插在里面，插在哪里插？我再怎么插都插不进去。
And so people think that you need to insert different things in different places, but no matter how I try, I can't seem to get it to match.
好、哦、啊，这个整个，这是一个时间的大纲哈、哦、啊，然后很多的那个镜头，哪一个地方、啊、抽出一部分特写的镜头出来，很多就抽出来。
And、so you see, I see it more as an outline of time, and then Revelation also focuses on certain points, and then it expounds upon it.
所以我个人是觉得说。第一印开到第六印、啊、然后开第七印里面有七个号出来。
And so when you open after the first and sixth seal are open, then when you open the seventh seal, the seven trumpets
are released. 然后一二三四五六到第七号再七个碗、啊、但是那个是七号，因为那是最后一斋嘛，最后一斋里面就是包括七个碗。
And then so you open the first is seventh trumpet, and then within the seventh trumpet are the seven bowls.、
啊我们看了一下哈。
So let's take a look at it.
因为我脑筋不够好，所以可能这样比较容易了解。那么站来插来插去哦，不晓得到哪里就糊涂掉了哈。
My mind may not be good enough, and that's why I can't just insert things here and there, and otherwise I get very confused.
我们看六章第一个白马。
Chapter 6, the first seal, the white horse.
这个跟十九章那个白马两个什么不一样呢？这里是开始。
What is the difference between the white horse and chapter 19?
真教会的出现。
This is the beginning, the establishment of the church.
十九章那个是得胜的白马。
And chapter 19 is the victorious white horse.
因为征战得胜了，那个有见血，那个不是只做耶稣的宝血啊，不是为我们牺牲流血，
so,
那个是征战流血。
And the one in chapter 19 is the victorious one. After battle, it's bleeding, but it is victorious.
所以这个白马应该真教会没有什么问题的。
And so the white horse represents the true church.
好，那再来第二印。
Second seal.
红马。
The red horse.
红马的特色啊，有权柄给那个骑马的，那个权柄是给的。
And the special characteristic of it is that the power has been given to the one on the horse.
这个红马出现以后啊，从地上夺取太平。
And after the red horse comes out, then the peace is taken away from the world.
彼此相杀。
And everybody kills each other.
啊，一把大刀是给他。
And he was given a great sword.
那我们从历史来看哈、哦，1917年呐、啊，那一年我们真教会出现嘛。
So if we look at history, in 1917, the true church was established.
有的人认为说这个启示录只有讲到教会，但是我个人是觉得说，因为这个是末世的局势，整个世界末了的最后的整个世界的局势演变。
some people can think that Revelation only talks about the church, but I feel that this is Revelation actually talks about the entire end times.
啊，另外一个就是讲到整个教会开始一直到最后这次完成。
And it also talks about how the church was established and then how it ended.
因为好像那个创世纪里面的那个挪亚的方舟哈，当时的世代啊啊，神要把它灭掉，啊神就预备方舟。
And so, just like Noah's time, God wanted to destroy all the people in the world, and so He prepared the ark.
啊，最后的世界啊，因为最后很重，啊，神要把它灭掉。但神为人类预备个救恩呐，就进到末世的方舟，神的教会里面得救。
So in the end times, people are corrupted once again, and God wants to destroy everybody, but He has a way of salvation, which is the ark of the last days, the true church.
我们讲1917年是真耶稣教会开始。
We say that 1917 is the beginning of the true Jesus Church.
但是同样一年呐，那个以色列本来那个是啊，很久一段时间是回教徒土耳其占领。啊，最后啊，国际联盟在1917年把它交给英国管理。
And 1917 also was the time before 1917, Israel was controlled by the Turkish, and but then in 1917 it was controlled by England.
最后的以色列国有直接关系。
And this has a direct relationship with the end time Israel, Kingdom of Israel.
啊，这个要讲起来，这个很长的时间了，因为有一个化学家叫做魏兹曼啊，这犹太人啊，替英国啊造了一个服药，让他们在跟德国打仗的时候打胜。
And because there was a chemist who created this kind of chemical for England, so when they're fighting against
啊，英国人要 Germany, 英国政府要封他为跛脚，但是他说不要，你帮我们护国。
And they would defeat Germany, and then Germany wanted to, England wanted to, he only required of England that they revive.
这个魏兹曼就是后来以色列他们复国的第一任总统。
And so this chemist became the first,
这个都有关系的。
The first president of the revived Israel.
哦，哎，另外1917年呐，苏联的苏维埃共产革命成功。
And also,
沙皇被推翻。
1917, The Tsar of Russia was overthrown.
从历史上来看哦，这个苏联的地方也不是说很有名。
Actually, if you look at history, it doesn't seem like the Tsars were all that.
但是这个政权跟末世有直接关系，尤其跟神的教会都有关系。
But the Tsars it has to do with the end times. It has to do with the Church of God.
哦，所以我个人看哦，这个世界的局势跟教会两方面都会应验。
And so I think that the things of the world and also the church will all come about.
在以西结书的38章39章
In Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39.
说那个哥哥马各会兴起。
It says Gog and Magog will come up.
啊，他们要到末后之年呢，啊，就是从列国当中被带回来的，他们会在那边打仗。
And they will come back from where they have been taken, and they will fight back. Here.
所以这个第二个印啊，打开的时候，这个政权呢、啊，这就是一个独裁政权，红色政权。
And so when the red horse comes out, this is a power that's been given to them.
因为这个跟以后的那个兽啦、啊，那个都有关系的啦。
Because this all has to do with the beast that will come out later.
好、哦，啊，所以有一把大刀是给他哈、哦，这个大刀啊，不是说以前打刀的打仗都是。个人在那拼，这个大刀是组织非常恐怖的一种武器的意思了。
And says to him was given a great sword. This isn't just any old regular sword. Instead, this represents a very.
但是这个政权出现以后啊，真的会让世界失掉太平。
And so after this appear, then truly the world has lost its peace.
啊，但是啊，在13章里面说那个兽会受鼠伤，但是这鼠伤会医好。
In chapter 13, it talks about how this beast will be wounded, but his wound will be healed.
第三马
Third horse.
第三印是黑马
The third seal is the black horse.
那、啊、这个黑马当然是产生了以后会产生一些经济上的问题。
After black horse appears, then there will be some problems in the finances.
第四匹马是叫做死
And the fourth horse is death.
啊，因为有那个刀剑饥荒瘟疫夜兽这四样东西杀害人类的四分之一。
And because after he came, then there was hunger, there was death, there was pestilences, and these things killed a fourth of the earth.
当然，这四匹马不是说一出现就没有掉，出现就没有掉。这四匹马就是一出现以后就横行世界，就在变形世界。
And so these four horses is not that they appear and then they disappear, but after they appear, then they go all out the world.
白马跑到哪里，真道就传到哪里。
Wherever the white horse goes, the true gospel will be preached there.
红马跑到哪里，那里就失掉太平。
And wherever the red horse goes, that place will lose its peace.
黑马跑到哪里呀，那个地方就经济出问题。
And if wherever the black horse goes, then there will be a financial problem.
那个灰色马到处就是饥荒、瘟疫、死亡、战争。
Wherever the pale horse goes, then that is where death will appear.
就一直跑回来。
And so they just run around the world.
所以你看最近呢，我刚从阿根廷回来，他们很惨啊。
So recently I just came back from Argentina and they are truly in the pit of
state. 他们整个银行的钱都没有掉。
And they no longer have any more money in their bank.
啊结果因为政府不晓得谁把那个美金都掏空了，270几亿啊都被搬走。
And so they're not sure quite who did it, but all of the money that was in the bank has been taken away.
那查都查不到啊。
And they can't even find the money anymore.
那结果银行就冻结了，现在钱都拿不出来。
And so
你有钱都拿不出来。
The bank has just frozen all their assets, and so if you have money in the bank, you can't get it.
那另外，里面的定期存款呢，通通冻结。
And all the accounts that you have in the CDs, they are all frozen.
这政府没有钱花薪水。
And then the government itself doesn't have any money to give out salaries.
印债券，公债债券。
And they just give them bonds.
啊，债券可以，你可以去买东西了。
And you can
有的要收了，但是有的不收。
You can use these bonds to go and buy something. Some merchants will accept it, some won't.
啊，一般的百姓啊，天天在那里叫啊，他们的习惯就是抗议，就是敲锅子。
And so they every single day, these people they rebel, and how they rebel is that they bang on pots.
啊，一开始把一个经济部长敲下来。
And so they banged until they dethroned.
啊，那个总统说他不辞职了。
And then the president said that he would resign.
啊，后来他们又继续敲，敲到半夜的时候，总统也下台。
He would not resign, and then they kept banging on their pots and pans until the president.
啊，两三个礼拜啊，敲下来四五个总统。
And then so in 2 to 3 weeks, they banged down.
但是问题没有办法解决啊。
But still, the problem exists.
啊，我们去的时候，因为那个时候他们政府宣布说啊，本来他们是一块美金兑一块阿根廷的 peso。
And so when we first got there, the government had said that the exchange rate was $1 to 1 peso.
啊，后来变成它官价变1:1.4。
And then the closing price was 1 to 1.4.
啊，实际上啊，官价是这样，那根本你买不到美金。
And actually, this was the closing price, but you can't even get American dollars there.
啊，他们如果要买美金呢、啊，那个黑数的大概1:2.1啊。
And in the black market, if you want to get some American dollars, the exchange rate.
也就是说，你存100块美金呢、啊，但你拿140块的披手出来，马上去换美金，只剩下70块，
meaning,
少掉1/3。
Meaning that if you have $140 in the U.S. in U.S. dollars, and you go and change it into pesos, then you only really have $70.
啊，问题是你钱定期存款被冻结了，你没有钱去换。啊，另外一个就是没有美金可以给你换。
So there's different problems that your assets are all frozen, so you don't have money to come and exchange it into U.S. dollars, but they also don't have U.S. dollars.
所以很多市面都很萧条。
And so everything is in chaos.
那这是第四个印出现哈。
This is the appearance.
再来第五个印。
The fifth seal.
第五个印，这是主的逼迫。
The fifth seal is persecution.
逼迫当然也包括有的会被杀。
And of course, during persecution, some will be killed.
因为在后面有讲到说，你们还要安息片刻啊，等着一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也像这样被杀，满足了数目。信道者有一个数目。
And it says that they must rest a while longer until the number is complete. There is a number.
他说有一些已经信道的人啊，他们求主伸冤哦。
So some who have already been martyred, they ask God to avenge for them.
但是啊，说要到一个数目，这是主着将来有逼迫。
They must wait until the number is completed, meaning that there will be persecution.
第六个印啊。
Sixth seal.
地大震动，柱头变黑。
Great earthquake.
月亮变血。
And the sun became as black, and the moon became as blood.
因为这里有的是把它解释说，这个就是世界末年了。
Some people explain this to become the end of the world.
那我觉得说，这是一个相当大的一个天势的变化，或者是一个相当大的啊一个灾难。
I believe this to be a change in the sky, or perhaps a very great.
因为并不是说到第六印以后这里就结束了。
Because it doesn't just end at the sixth seal.
因为底下还要开第七印啊。
Because later on, we will still open the seventh
seal. 还要继续下去。
And we'll continue on.
啊，第六印之后啊，就插一个东西。我们看第七章。
After the sixth seal, there is.
这是插上去的。
This is something that has been entered into, and this is.
其实这个第七章的这个就是在描写第一印。
And actually, chapter 7 explains or is portraying the first seal.
因为世界大灾难之前、啊、所有四个天使掌管地的 四角的风 啊这个风什么耶利米斯的25章说、啊、那个是大战争大征战大灾难
and because、it says that here that the four angels are holding on to the four corners of the earth so that the wind won't blow according to Jeremiah chapter 25 this is、the great war、
大灾难之前有一个日出之地的天使上来
And so before this great disaster, there's an angel.
他要来印神仆人的额头。
He is here to seal the foreheads of those who belong to God.
这是教会开始传道礼啊，受圣灵的印记啊。
This is when the church has been preaching the gospel and you receive the seal of salvation.
因为这个印记啊，就是神把它分别出来。
And because the seal has been separated by God.
所以你看在第九章以后那些灾难、哦、第九章、啊、那个蝗虫之灾、啊、说专门伤害那个没有神印记的人。
And so if we look on chapter 9 and onwards, all the disasters that happen, they happen to the people without the seal of God.
因为受印记的就是属神的人有神特别的保守跟看顾。
Because those who have the seal of God are God's people and they will receive God's special protection.
那这里讲到受印的人有144,000人。
And here it says that those who have been sealed are 144,000.
以色列的十二个支派，每支派一万两千是十二千呐。
And so 12,000 were sealed in each of the 12 tribes of Israel.
啊，这个十二千都是一种象征的数目，一种完全数啊。
And 12 is a symbolic number. It is a perfect number.
有的人把这个跟第九节以后把它认为是两批人。
And some people consider this number to be different from the multitude recorded in verse 9 and onwards.
黄以丽莎长老的资料里面是说一批人。
Elder Elijah Huang considers these to be one group of people.
因为这里所讲到的以色列人不是指着属地上的以色列人。
Because here when it talks about the children of Israel, they're not talking about the children of Israel in the world.
因为到了新约时代啊，在加拉太书的第三章里面就讲。
Because in the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 3, it says,
我们在耶稣归入耶稣基督里面呢、啊，就不管犹太人、希利尼人、驻足为奴，都是合一的。
It says that after we have come into Christ, whether we're Greek or Jews, whether we're slave or free, we are all one.
所以这应该是受印的是主的属灵的以色列人。
And so the ones who have been sealed are the spiritual Israelites.
这是在地面上所看到受印的那个数目。
And this is the number that we can see on this earth that have been sealed.
然后约翰说啊，他往后看到说很多人数不过来。
And then John turned and looked and saw a great multitude which no one could number.
是从各国各族各民各方来的。
And they came from all nations, tribes, people, and tongues.
啊，前面那个是神的数目啊，神有一定的定数。
The 144,000 is God's number. God has a fixed number.
后面那个是指的，从约翰来看呢、啊，算不来；从人来看，你数不来，太多了。
In verse 9, it talks about how, from man's point of view, from John's point of view, there are so many people that he can't count them.
啊，这些人呢、啊，最后达到完全呐、啊，穿白衣了。
And these people have all attained perfection where they can put on the white garment.
所以前面是开始盖印。
And so in the beginning, they were sealing.
后面这个是主着他们经过大患难达到完全的人数
and later,
的那些人。
And the second part talks about the people who have gone through tribulation and they have perfected themselves and they can put on the white
garments. 所以这个也是主着将来啊整个教会建设完全的状况。
And so this is the situation of the church when it has become perfect.
再来第八章。
Chapter 8.
如果我们等一下再看啊，十四章里面还会再讲到。看第八章。
We'll also continue this in chapter 14.
第八章说要打开第七印。
Chapter 8 talks about opening the seventh seal.
啊，他就看到有七个天使。
He saw seven angels.
啊，有七个号是给他们。
And to them were given seven trumpets.
啊，当然第三四节那是插上去的哈，他们有看到圣徒的祈祷。
In chapter verse 3 and verse 4 also like an insert into it and we can see the prayer of the saints.
第六节以下
6 and on
七个天使就吹号了，这是第七印哦。
And the seven angels blew the trumpets and this is part of the seventh seal.
其实第一号的时候有鞭炮跟火还有血丢在地上。
When the first angel sounded, hail and fire follow mingled with blood.
啊，三分之一的地啊树都被烧掉了。
And a third of the trees were burned, and a third of the grass was burned.
啊，这个是第一个吹号的第一个灾殃啊。
And so this is the first disaster from the first trumpet.
我们知道出埃及记也有那个，在埃及的时候有那个鞭炮之灾嘛，哈。
We know that in the book of Exodus, one of the plagues was the plague of hail.
啊，鞭炮打下来的时候，有的埃及人呐，啊，或者牲畜都会被打死。
And when the hail came down, some of the people and some of the animals were killed.
但是这里讲到说这个鞭炮还有火还有血。
But here it talks about the hail, it has fire, it also has blood.
啊，所以这个灾殃嘛，不是炮而是火。
And so this disaster here is not hail, it's fire.
好，比鞭炮啊更厉害，三分之一
都
被烧掉。
Fire is even more dangerous than hail, and a third of the earth will be.
啊，当然这个灾殃啊很大，但是是局部的三分之一。
And so even though this disaster is great, it is only partial, only one third is.
啊，第二个就好像烧着的大山啊，弄在海中。
And the second trumpet is something like a great mountain burning with fire thrown into the sea.
海的三分之一变血，海的生物就死掉了，三分之一船坏，三分之一。
And so a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures were died, and a third of the ships
were destroyed. 所以从那个地面啊，然后转移到海面上。
And so it went from the earth to the seas.
然后第十章就讲到那个全圆大星啊，烧着的大星。
Verse 10 talks about the great star, the burning star.
它落在江河跟众水的泉源。
And it fell into the rivers and the springs of water.
啊，应承哈，就死了很多人。
And so many people were killed again.
那再来第四个号一吹啊，日月星三分之一都被击打。
And then when the fourth trumpet sounded, a third of the sun, moon, and stars were darkened.
我们看到说到这里、啊、已经告一个段落、哦、
And so we see when we get to here, this is a section.
第七印一开、啊、前面四个号，一二三四，接下来。
And so after the seventh seal was opened, the first four trumpets were blown.
啊，再来我们看了一下十三节。
Look at verse 13.
我又看见一个鹰飞在空中，并听见他大声说。三位天使要吹其余的号，你们住在地上的民，复在复在复在。好，这里讲到说鹰啊，宣告说还有三样的大灾祸。
And it says that there was a voice to proclaim that there are yet three other disasters to come.
啊，这三样的大灾祸啊，就是第九章里面所讲的两个五号跟六号。
And then these three woes are recorded. The first two are recorded in chapter 9.
五号就是蝗虫之灾。
And the fifth trumpet is the plague of the locusts.
有一个非常有能力的蝗虫啊，从那个无底坑上来。
And then a very powerful locust came out from the bottomless pit.
它可以伤害那个没有神印记的人。
And it was given the power to harm those who did not have the seal of God.
让他们受苦五个月哈。
Allow them to suffer for 5 months.
还描写那个蝗虫的形状。
It also talks about the shape of the locust.
好，我现在都不做解释了哈，我就把这个纲要讲过。
We won't explain this because we're just taking an overview of this.
那这里讲到说，这个第一灾过去了。
And then it says that the first woe is past.
还有两样灾要来。
And still there are two more to come.
另外两样灾是什么？第十三节的第六位天使吹号是末后的第二个大灾。
And then verse 13, when the sixth trumpet sounded, this is the second woe.
就是伯拉大河的四个使者啊被释放。
Which which is that the four angels that are bound to the great river Euphrates.
那他们开始预备了，到某年某月某日要杀人类的三分之一。
And they have been prepared for the hour, the day, and the month, and the year that they were going to kill a third of mankind.
啊，这是第二个祸。
This is the second woe.
他说到了这个时候啊，人还是不悔改。
It says here that at this point, man still did not repent.
还是去拜偶像。
They still went to worship idols.
啊，到了这个第六号以后啊，第十章你看有一个天使啊，带着一个小书卷。
And so after the blowing of the sixth trumpet, we can see in chapter 10 that there is an angel brought.
那这个书卷已经展开了。
This book has already been opened.
本来那个书卷呢、啊、是卷起来的。盖印的。
This was a book that was rolled up and it was sealed.
但是我们看到说开到这里已经开到第七印，哎，已经吹了六个号了。
So here we have already opened the seven seals and six trumpets have been blown.
啊，所以这个小书卷呢、啊，变成一个很小的一个书卷。
And so this now becomes a very small scroll.
啊，这个书卷呢、啊、已经打开了。
And this scroll has already been opened.
啊，这样。并且说啊，宣告说不再有十字了。第六节。
Verse 6 it says, that there will.
好、哦，那个天使举起手来哈、哦，宣告说不再有十字了。
And in verse 6 it says that he there's no more delay.
啊，第七节说啊，第七位天使吹号的时候啊，神的奥秘就要完成了。
Verse 7, it says that the sounding of the seventh angel, then the mystery of God will be finished.
所以这个小书卷所写的东西是什么？第七号的东西。
And so what is written in this small book? It is the seventh trumpet.
啊，虽然到了这个时候啊，已经到吹过第六号了，到这个时候啊，神来叫约翰说，你把小书卷拿来，把它吃下去，把它啊，诅咒多民多国。多方再说一言。
And so after the seventh seal opened, the six trumpets were blown. Then there's this book, and God told John to eat of this little book, and then to prophesy to all peoples and nations.
因为这个到这个时候啊，整个世界最后的结局啊，很清楚了。
Because at this point, the end of the earth is very clear.
啊，所以你要知道，然后向世界做最后的宣告，最后的预言。
And so he must know of the situation. He must go and proclaim it to the people.
那十一章里面讲到当时的啊两个见证人还有量电的事情。
And in chapter 11 talks about the two witnesses and the measuring rod.
这个是已经到第六号吹完了。
And this is already after the blowing of the
要吹第七号之前。
And this is before the seventh trumpet.
那就开始量神的殿呢、哦，神的坛呢、啊。
And so they started measuring the temple of God and the altar of God.
就到这个时候啊，神的教会还有做礼拜的人呢、啊，我们的心啊，是不是在神的殿里面呢、啊？就要量了。
And so here is to measure the church and also the people within the church whether or not their hearts are here.
也是说到这个时候，教会已经建设达到一个相当的一个程度了。
It's just that at this point the church has already attained a certain level.
因为要接受第七号的那个大灾难呢、啊。
Because they are about to receive the seventh.Trumpet, which is a great tribulation.
他说那个殿外的不要量了，留给外邦人去践踏。
He says you don't have to measure the outer court.
所以
Gentiles have attracted.
这是对内的工作，量神的殿。
So measuring the temple is a work that's to be done inside.
啊，最后对外的工作就是两个见证人。
And to work that is to be done outside the church are the two witnesses.
他们要穿毛衣，传道1260天。
They must wear sackcloth and they must prophesy for 1260 days.
说他们就是那两个橄榄树，两个灯台。
The two olive trees, the two lampstands.
啊，立在世界的主面前的。
They're standing in front of the earth and God.
那、啊、这两个见证人呢、啊，是指着什么呢
？So who are these two witnesses?
这个是指着幕后神家里面的传道人。
And these witnesses,
教会里面的。
These witnesses are the the preachers within the church.
因为在《生命记》里面讲到说啊，两个人的见证才是真的。
Because in Deuteronomy it says that the witnesses of two, the testimony of two witnesses are.
主耶稣传道理叫他们出去都是两个两个出去。
Jesus preached the gospel. He told his disciples to go out two by two.
啊，所以就是幕后神的工人啊，大家能够同心啊，非常有力量来为主做见证的这些。
And so these are the people who, at the end days, have can work together to do the work of God.
那两个橄榄树啊，就是撒迦利亚书里面
And the two olive trees are recorded in Zechariah.
他们回来重建圣殿的两个领袖就是所罗巴伯跟耶稣亚。
And so these are the two people, Zerubbabel and Joshua, who came back to rebuild the temple.
撒迦利亚书第十章有讲。
And this is recorded in Zechariah.
他们有那个两个橄榄树啊，有金牛嘴啊，可以充满油啊，所以靠圣灵来完成事情。
And these are the two olive trees, and so they can provide the oil to be filled with the Holy Spirit to complete the work.
啊，所以幕后的神的工作啊，啊会这个教会的福音工作会非常兴旺。
And so in the end times, the work of preaching the gospel will be great.
啊，在那个时候，传道人的力量会很大。
And at that time, the power of the pastors will be great.
所以我从他们的苦中出来，烧灭仇敌。
And it says the fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies.
这就主着神的道了。
And this is the word of God.
啊，好像那个神的话都带着力量啊，像那个亚拿尼亚夫妇啊，欺骗彼得一讲一句说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵啊？扑倒了。
The word of God has great power, just like Ananias and his wife, they worked together to lie against God, and so Peter rebuked them, and then they died.
以尼玛在阻挡方伯来信主。
And these people are stopping people from coming to believe.
啊，保罗说啊，为什么撒旦充满的哦？你是撒旦的使者，你为什么哦来混乱神的道？结果他就瞎眼掉了。
And this person said that, and so Paul said to him, Why are you working against the work of God? And this
他说这传道人呐、啊、有很大的权柄。
And it says that the preachers will have great power.
可以。在传道的日子可以叫天闭塞不下雨。
And during the days of their preaching, they will be able to tell the heavens not.
啊，有权柄叫水变血。
And they have the power to cause water to become.
所以用各样的灾来攻击世界。
You can strike the earth with all plagues.
所以一方面传道，一方面带着审判。
And so on one hand they're preaching the gospel, but on the other hand they're bringing judgment.
叫天不下雨，这是以利亚。
Telling the rain not to fall, this is Elijah.
啊，叫水变血，这是摩西。
And to change the water into blood, this is Moses.
啊，都是指着幕后啊的神的工人呐、啊。所以在马拉基书里面说啊，以利亚要来呀、
啊。And so these are the workers in the end times. And so in the book of Malachi, it says that Elijah will come again.
啊，他要使儿女的心转向父亲，父亲的心转向儿女啊。
It will cause the hearts of the children to turn against their fathers, and the heart of the fathers to turn against the
children. 所以幕后的神的教会要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
And so the church in the end days will be able to have the power and the character of
Elijah. 充满着属灵的力量啊。
Filled with spiritual power.
因为在那个时候大灾难当中啊，你要把福音传开啊，一定要有大能力。
Because it was during the great tribulation, in order to preach out the gospel at that time, you need to have great power.
啊，但是见证完了，第七节啊。
In verse 7, after they finished the testimony.
见证完了，五体更出来的兽跟他们交战得胜，被杀了。
And the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them.
所以见证的工作啊。还没有完成啊！
And so the work of preaching the gospel has not yet been done.
啊，所以呢，遇到危险不会受害的啦。
And so even if there is harm, they will not be hurt.
啊，但是见证完了， after, 啊，这个传道人被杀哈、哦。
After they finish the testimony, then the preachers will be killed.
那、啊、被杀了以后啊，说也不让他们放在坟墓里面。
But、after they've been killed, it says that they were not allowed to be put into a tomb.
世界上住在地上的人哈、哦，第。十节 住在地上的人、啊、为他们欢喜快乐互相送礼物
Verse 10 Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them make merry and send gifts to one another、
住在地上的人就是属树的啦属树的人、啊、
These who dwell on the earth are the people of the world、
啊、另外一个是属天的人、啊、这当然是主的得救的这个住在地上是属地的
people of the earth are the one, people of the heaven will be the ones who are saved but the ones of the earth dwell on the earth、
啊、但是这两个见证人后来就复活了，升天了。
But then these two test witnesses, they resurrected and they raised up, ascended to heaven.
啊，这当然是那个时候的特殊的一个升天呢，或者是主着末日啊复活升天呐、啊，这是另外一个研究的课题了、啊。
And so whether this resurrection, ascension to the heaven is like the last time, is in the end times, and this is also another class.
所以这第十章啊是插在。第六号跟第七号之间。
And so chapter 10 is inserted between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet.
哦，说两样灾殃过去了，五号、六号两样灾殃过去了。
And it says that after the fifth seal, the after the sixth trumpet, the two woes have passed.
啊，再来第七号，这是最后一个灾殃。
And in the seventh trumpet, this is the last woe.
啊，但是在这个灾殃之前呢，还有穿插了一些东西在里面。
Before the seventh woe is revealed, there are also other insertions.
一直到十六章啊，十五章、十六章那里啊，才真正穿第七号到那七晚。
Until chapter 15 and 16, and that is the time when the seventh trumpet is blown and the seventh bowls of.
所以在第七号的时候哈，我们看回来十一章的十五节了。
Turn to chapter 11, verse 15.
说第七位天使吹号的时候啊，啊，说世界上的国要成了我主我基督的国，啊，他要做王直到永永远远。所以吹第七号的时候，就是最后一个号筒啊，就是神的救恩呐，然后审判呐，整个都要完成的事情。
And so the seventh trumpet is the time when the judgment and the judgment and kingdom of God will be completed.
啊，但是不是在这里，不是在十一章就完成了，是在后面，所以还穿插了很多东西在里面。
But this is not completed right in chapter 11, and there are some things that are inserted, and it will be accomplished at the.
十二章里面，十二章就谈到一个妇人呐，啊，要生孩子，那个中文写男孩子生孩子，英文生孩子。
Chapter 12 it talks about a woman who is to give birth to a child.
啊，有一个大红龙要把它吃掉，把孩子吃掉。
And there's a big dragon who wants to eat the child.
啊，所以圣徒啊，要成圣完全呐，啊，但是魔鬼啊，就在那里啊，眼睁睁要把它吃掉了。
And so the saints of the last days they want to become perfect, but Satan is waiting there to devour them.
啊，妇人逃到旷野哈，被养活1260天，就是一个操旷野是操练的地方。
And the woman fled into the wilderness and stayed there for 1260 days. The wilderness is a place of tests and trials.
啊，龙跟天使征战哈。
And then the dragons and the angels fought.
啊，他说弟兄啊，能够胜过就是靠着羔羊的血所见证的道，不注意死不爱惜生命，这三个得胜的一个凭据。
And they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of the testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. And these are the three things that they fought with.
所以我们看到说，这里是指着很大的属灵征战啊，并且有很多的逼迫啊，甚至有的人不爱惜生命为主殉道。
So we can see that this is great persecution, and many people did not even love their own lives to preach the gospel.
我们看十二节，十二章十二节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 12.
诸天难住在其中的，你们都快乐吧！主是地旱海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道你们的自己的时候不多，就气愤愤的到你们那里去。当然，这也可以从属灵上来解释哈。
You can also explain this spiritually.
天跟住在其中的，就是主着属灵上的成圣完全的圣徒了。
In heavens, and he who dwells in the heavens are the saints who have been perfected.
啊，可以欢呼快乐了，因为他们得胜了。
They can rejoice because they have been victorious.
啊，地暗海有祸了。
But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and
the sea. 这是主着属世界的。
These are the people of the earth.
当然有灾祸了，哈。
They will have woes.
我们看十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章讲到两个兽。
Chapter 13 talks about two beasts.
第一个兽啊，说七头十脚。
The first beast having seven heads and ten horns.
啊，形状像豹，脚像熊，口像狮子。
And the beast was like a leopard, his feet were like the bear, and his mouth was like a lion.
我们看到那个但以理所看到的那个兽哈。
You can see the beast that Daniel saw.
哦，是四个兽，啊，每一个兽都有一样的特征。
And it was that he saw four different beasts, and they all had their own character.
那这里所讲的这个兽啊，却具备有各样的特征。
But here is talking about this beast, one beast having these different characters.
把那个狮、豹、熊各样的那个特征都在他的身上，表示说这个力量非常的大。
And he has all the characteristics of the leopard, the bear, and the lion, meaning that this beast has great power.
所以有一个头啊，属伤，后来医好了。
And then there was one that was wounded in his head, mortally wounded.
后来人都跟随他。
And so many people followed him.
啊，他亵渎说亵渎夸大的话。
And he spoke words of blasphemy.
啊，要跟圣徒征战。
And then he fought against the saints.
哦，这就是指这逼迫时期哦。
This is all the time of persecution.
所以到底这个兽啊，是指谁啊？
So who does this beast refer to?
这是 一个主的研究的课题。
This is something that we should spend some time to study.
哦，叫你们说要赶快写问题啊，应该柯传道在的时候应该请他讲。
And you should have asked the questions when Pastor Ko was still here so he could answer them.
那就让他跑掉了哈。
But then he ran away.
啊，再来那个后面的一个兽。
And then the second beast.
两脚像羊羔，但是讲话像龙。
Is that he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon.
啊，耶稣是羊羔嘛，哈，羔羊。
Jesus Christ was a lamb.
啊，但是这个看起来像羊羔，但实际上是龙。
And so this one looks like a lamb, but he actually is a dragon.
所以前面有的解释是政治上的一种啊力量，而后面是宗教上的一种力量。
And so the first beast describes political power, and the second beast describes religious power.
但是这两样都跟末世的神的教会有关系，因为他们要来逼迫神的教会。
And these two have a direct relationship with the church in the end times because they are here both to persecute the church.
所以你看啊，现在普世各种宗教啊大结合呢。
And so we can see right now that a lot of different religions are gathering together.
哦，这个都跟哦，这做参考了。就前面是政治的，后面是宗教的。
This is just for your reference. The first beast is a political power, and the second beast is religious.
啊，在十四章再插一个，就是十四万四千人。
And in chapter 14, another insertion talking about the 144,000.
我刚刚在第七章里面说，为什么那两批是同一批人
？Just now, when we were in chapter 7, we said that those two different, recordings are of the same people.
啊，这里我们可以看得比较清楚。
And it's clear written here.
十四章哈。
Chapter 14.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有十四万四千人，都有他的名，按他父的名写在额上。好，这十四万四千人是跟羔羊站在锡安上的。
Verse 1 says that this 144,000 people are standing on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
第二节说啊，天上有声音，像众水大雷弹琴的声音。
Verse 2 says there's a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, a loud thunder.
这是教会里面的一些声音啊，颂赞歌声啊，祷告声音啊，就像这样。
These are the voices coming out from the church. These are voices of praise and voices of prayer.
我们大家在祷告的时候，你如果跑到外面去，真的好像众水，好像群众的声音。
If we pray and you go outside and you listen, truly it is the sound of many waters and loud thunder.
说他们在四活物长老面前唱新歌。
These people sat in front of the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, they were singing a new song.
说除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能够学这歌的。
Aside from the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth, no one could learn this new song.
所以这十四万四千人是从地上买来的。
So these 144,000 were redeemed from the earth.
除了这些人以外，没有人能够唱这个新歌了，唯有这十四万四千人。
And aside from these people, nobody else could sing the new song except for these 144,000.
他们是未曾沾染妇女的，原是童身。
And these are the ones who are not yet defiled with women, for they are virgins.
这不是告诉我们不要结婚哦。
This is not to tell us not to get married.
啊，结婚不是犯罪。
To get married is not a sin.
婚姻是神圣的。
And marriage is holy in front of God.
啊，这是主张他们是圣洁完全的，不玷污的，不玷污素食的。
These people are perfect. They are blameless. They are spotless.
另外一个是羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
And then these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子。
And they were redeemed. They were redeemed from men and being first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
在他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
And in their mouth is found no deceit, for they are without fault.
所以这十四万四千人呐，这是主的神的教会啊，达到完全了。得救的十四万四千人，啊，跟羔羊站在锡安上面。
And so the 144,000 refers to the church. When the church has been perfected, the 144,000 will stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
那你看，同样这一章里面哈，另外有三个天使啊传信息。
We look in the same chapter. There are three angels who proclaim news.
第一个天使飞在空中传永远的福音。
And the first angel was there to preach the everlasting gospel.
所传的内容啊，是传给各国、各族、各方、各民呐、啊，这个对象啊。
And the people that they preach to is the people in every tongue, nation, tribe, and people.
啊，内容是应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他施行审判的时候已经到了。
And the content is to fear God and give glory to Him and to worship Him,
你们应当敬拜那个创造天地海和众水泉里的，这是最后的福音啊。
Must worship him who made heaven and earth and the seas and the springs of water. This is the end time gospel. This is right before the seventh trumpet.
这个天使吹的是永远的福音。
And so this angel was preaching the everlasting gospel.
第二个天使就说巴比伦要倾倒。
And the second angel said that Babylon is falling.
这宣告。
This is to proclaim it.
实际上是18章的时候就倾倒。
And actually in chapter 18, that is when Babylon fell.
再来第九节以下说另外第三个天使
And then the verse 9 onwards is the third angel
说那些拜兽跟有兽印记的人要喝神所给的纯一不杂的烈怒的酒
And it says that anyone who worships the beast or has his image or his mark then he will also drink of the wine of the wrath of God
这就是主咒末后的七灾了
And these are the disasters to come.
末第七的七灾就是十六章的那个七碗。
And the seven disasters that are to come are the seven bowls.
说纯利不杂的。
And these he will not they will be poured out in full strength.
也就是说那个时候没有怜悯，一点怜悯都没有，纯利的就是愤怒。
Meaning at that time, it is there is no mercy at all. It is all a complete wrath.
所以到那个时候已经没有救恩了。
And so at that time, there is no longer salvation.
再来十三节讲说，我听见天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面死的有福了。
In verse 13, it says to write down, blessed are the ones who die in the Lord from now on.
为什么要这样讲呢？
Why do they need to say this?
因为最后的收割了。
Because this is the last reaping.
所以这里有两个收割。
And there are two times of reap here.
一个好像人主坐在云上，把镰刀丢下来，地上的庄稼就收割了。
The first is when the Son of Man, he threw down the sickle, and the people on the earth started to reap.
所以在大灾难之前呢，有些圣徒神会先将它收取了。And
so before the Great Tribulation, God will reap up some of the saints.
好像那个洪水之前呢，也有一些圣徒先离世。
And just like the flood, before the flood actually came, there were some people who were good and they died.
所以这个收割是好的。
And so this harvest is good.
这在主里面死的是好的。
And those who die in the Lord is good.
后面这个收割，另外一个天使，收割那个熟的已经烂掉的葡萄。
And then the next harvest is when an angel comes to reap of the things have, that has the clusters of the vines.
放在那个酒榨里面一榨就有血流出来。
And then they put this into the great wine presses of the wrath of God.
这个收割是不好的。
And the blood came out of this wine press.
放在神愤怒的酒榨里面。
Because they were placed into the wine press of the wrath of God.
所以虽然同样是死啊，在死里死的有福啊。
And then so both of them died, but those who die in the Lord is blessed.
但是有的是死在最终啊。
But there are some who will die in sin.
再来十五章。
Chapter 15.
十五章说啊，有七位天使。 这个是要来倒七碗的七个天使出来了。
Chapter 15, verse 1, it says that there were seven angels. These are the seven angels who are here to pour out the seven bowls.
这是最后的一个号。
And this is the last trumpet.
但是这个要倒七号的时候，你看前面这里讲到说，第二节说，我看见玻璃海。
So before the seventh trumpet is blown, and the seven
bowls. 其中有火。
It says in verse 2, there's a sea of glass.
那个胜了兽跟兽像的
those who have
the站在玻璃海上。
Those who have victory over the beast or over his image stand on this sea of glass.
拿着琴唱摩西的歌和羔羊的歌了。
Holding onto a harp, they're singing the song of Moses.
虽然是最后的七碗大灾啊。
And so even though it was right before the seven bowls, the seven great disasters.
但是这些圣徒他们是站在玻璃海上面。
There are these saints who are standing on the sea of glass.
他们在那里歌颂赞美啊，好像那个灾难跟他们没有什么关系啊。
They were singing, they were praising. It seems as though that these disasters would not affect
them. 所以主耶稣说啊，世界有灾难了，但是在你们里有平安啊。
And so Jesus Christ said that there will be persecutions in this world, but in you there will be peace.
其实这个时候那个要降的灾难很大。
Actually, the disasters that would come would be very great.
然后第七位天使出来就开始倒完。
And when the seven angels came out, they began to pour out the seven bowls.
那个时候，神的殿充满着烟，没有人可以进殿了。
And the temple of God was filled with smoke, and no one could enter the temple.
所以这个对外传福音的工作没有了。
And then you can no longer preach to the other people.
但是神在殿里面啊，跟圣徒在那里啊，唱诗、歌颂、赞美。
But God will be in His temple with His people to sing hymns and to praise
Him. 他们在玻璃海上面。
And they were standing on the sea of glass.
十六章就开始祷文了。
Chapter 16 starts the pouring of the bowls.
一碗一碗的摘下来。
So bowl after bowl, there were disasters.
但是我们看到说这些灾啊都是全面性的。
And we can see that these disasters, these plagues are complete.
一号、三号、二一号、二号、三号的时候啊，还是三分之一、三分之一都是局部的。那这里是全面的了，全面大灾。
First, second, and third trumpet, they came, but they were partial. But now here, they are complete.
你就先谈到这里啊。
This is where we'll stop.
那今天会不会很乱
？So is your brain completely confused？
我想说哈，因为我们根据圣经这样一张一张这样下来哈，你们回去也比较好看，不会在那里跳来跳去，怎么哪里接哪里哈。
I think so. Since we're going in chronological order, chapter 1 onwards, then when you go back, you can review this, and it'll be clearer.